Welcome to Natural Sleep Solutions, Maya's online healthy sleep series. This is episode 6, Turn Off Your Mind When You Turn Off the Lights. Sleep plays a vital role in good health and well-being throughout your life. Getting enough quality sleep at the right times can help protect your mental health, physical health, quality of life, and safety. This podcast series is designed to help you become a better sleeper. Janet Fontana, registered nurse and sleep specialist, is the creator of the Natural Sleep Solutions series and will be your guide. We hope you find our podcasts and related material helpful.
Welcome to Turn Off Your Mind When You Turn Off the Lights. I'm Janet Fontana, your guide for the Natural Sleep Solution series. I'm glad you are here to learn more about how thoughts and the words you choose can affect the quality of your sleep. Have you ever really paid attention to how you think about sleep? Have you ever responded to someone who asked how you are sleeping by saying, "I'm exhausted, I never sleep well"? Have you ever referred to yourself as an insomniac? As you will discover in this podcast, negative thoughts such as these can further complicate your sleep difficulties and make it even harder to sleep well. It's easy to get caught up in negative thinking when you're tired and irritable. You may even begin to feel as if you'll never sleep well again. An important step to improving the quality of your sleep is to address any negative thoughts you may have about sleep. During this session, you will learn how to stop negative thought patterns from keeping you awake at night and discover strategies to help you think more positively about sleep. Negative thoughts can happen automatically, like a knee-jerk reaction. You may not even realize you think negatively about sleep. To learn if negative thinking could be affecting your sleep, begin to pay more attention to your thoughts and the way in which you talk to others about your sleep. Once you become more aware of how you think and talk about sleep, you'll be able to put the brakes on negative thoughts and develop a more optimistic outlook. Your thoughts may impact your sleep more than you realize. We all have negative thoughts. This podcast is not about blaming yourself for thinking negatively or for sleeping poorly. It is aimed to help you become more aware of your thoughts and to discover strategies for breaking the cycle of negative self-talk. We'll begin by exploring the ways in which thoughts can affect sleep. Once you have a better understanding of the connection between thoughts and your sleep, we'll look at ways to stop negative thoughts from disturbing your night's sleep. There's a belief in mind-body health that says expectations affect outcomes. Basically, our bodies believe what we think in our minds. For example, if you think, "I'm never going to fall back to sleep," your body may respond to this thought as truth, making it more difficult for you to fall asleep. For this reason, never refer to yourself as an insomniac. You do not want to label yourself as an insomniac. That statement implies a permanent core characteristic. You may not be able to sleep well, but you are not an insomniac. You are on your way to becoming a better sleeper. Remember, your expectations affect outcomes. Your expectations about how well you will sleep affect how well you do sleep. Thoughts such as, "I am never going to become a good sleeper," or "I don't have the time and energy it takes to make these changes," greatly diminish your likelihood of success. Your subconscious mind believes what you think. If your thoughts support success, then you will feel less stress and be more likely to follow the behavior changes outlined throughout the program. Now it's time to stop negative thoughts from keeping you awake at night and undermining your chance of success. The first step in changing negative thoughts is to simply become aware of your thoughts. Begin to pay more attention to your thoughts throughout the day. Since your thoughts create feelings, when you notice that you feel anxious, upset, or some other unsettled emotion, notice what is going on in your mind. It's likely that if you feel unhappy or upset in some way, you are thinking negatively. How you feel emotionally is a good indication of whether you are thinking positive or negative thoughts. Also, be aware of how you talk to other people about your sleep. If someone asks about your sleep, be careful how you respond. It's okay to tell them that you didn't sleep well, but end on an optimistic note. For example, you might want to say, "I didn't get much sleep last night, but I am following a new sleep plan and I will be sleeping better soon." Or perhaps say something like, "Last night wasn't a great night, but I'm starting to sleep better." When you do have negative thoughts, you can use a technique known as cognitive restructuring or cognitive reframing to quickly stop these thoughts and change them into thoughts that support positive feelings and outcomes. Cognitive reframing has been found to be very effective in quieting anxious thoughts and helping people to approach challenges in a more rational, appropriate manner. When you notice a negative thought, tell yourself, "Stop," and then take a few deep breaths to help settle your emotional response and take you out of the knee-jerk reaction. The more you practice the breathing exercises at times when you are relatively calm, the more effective they will be at quieting your mind when you are experiencing stressful, worried thoughts. Once you are feeling calmer, consider the thoughts you noticed running through your mind and then reframe any negative, stress-producing thoughts into more neutral or positive ones. I'll give you some examples in a moment. Simply put, cognitive reframing changes negative thoughts into thoughts that are neutral or more positive. You learn to confront your negative thoughts and create positive thought patterns that will support you through life's challenges. Just because you think something in your mind does not mean it is true. Learn to challenge your negative thinking. Create new thoughts that will support how you want to feel. For example, if you think, "I never sleep well," you will inevitably feel upset and hopeless. Instead, try saying to yourself, "My sleep is improving." This thought will help make you feel more in control and hopeful that you will soon sleep well. Instead of saying, "It's going to be another night of tossing and turning," say to yourself, "Tonight is going to be a more restful night." Instead of, "I'm going to be so exhausted in the morning," perhaps say, "I am able to get by with the amount of sleep I get, and I will sleep better tonight." These positive thought patterns will help you feel less stressed and more confident in your ability to become a better sleeper. As you use the cognitive reframing technique to change negative thoughts into positive ones, you may discover one or two positive statements that are particularly empowering to you. These positive statements make great affirmations that you can repeat either mentally or out loud during the day to help combat negative thoughts. Affirmations such as, "I am becoming a better sleeper," "I am calm and focused," "I am taking one step at a time to improve my sleep," can greatly enhance your motivation and success in making the necessary lifestyle and sleep schedule changes. Cognitive restructuring and affirmations are not the same as denying insomnia. Rather, they are means for thinking about your sleep difficulties in a less negative and distorted way. This process will lower your anxiety about sleep and establish healthy pathways in your brain for more positive thoughts. You will feel calmer and more in control day and night. Practice this awareness and reframing throughout your day. Whenever you notice negative thoughts, tell yourself, "Stop." Then take a few releasing breaths. Once you feel calmer, choose a more favorable way to think. The cognitive reframing technique applies to all thoughts, not just those related to sleep. In general, much of the stress we experience comes from our own thinking. Worried thoughts can cause the stress response to kick in. The more you pay attention to your thoughts and practice cognitive reframing, the lower your overall level of stress will be. Some people find it helpful to write about the situation that is creating stress and record their thoughts related to this stressful event. Sometimes simply writing down what is on your mind helps you to see your challenges from a different perspective. It makes it easier for you to see if you are magnifying, awfulizing, or personalizing a situation. Once you are in a calmer state of mind, you will be better able to consciously choose how you want to respond. You may want to keep a journal where you can write about some of the stress you are experiencing. Some people find it useful to keep what is known as a worry journal. It's a place where you can freely write down what is on your mind. It's amazing how much energy our thoughts and worries can consume. By putting them on paper, you release the hold these thoughts have on you. If you choose to keep a worry journal, do not write in it too close to bedtime. Spend a few minutes earlier in the evening to release your worries so they are not fresh in your mind as you are trying to fall asleep. On the other hand, writing in a gratitude journal is a wonderful way to end your day. Filling your heart and mind with positive thoughts of gratitude at bedtime sets the tone for a good night's sleep. Research suggests keeping a gratitude journal brings many health benefits. When you make a commitment to journal regularly, you are more likely to notice things you are grateful for. Perhaps a beautiful sunrise, the child you saw at the store with a big smile on his face, a phone call from a friend, a delicious meal. The list is infinite. Reminding yourself of all the wonderful things that you already have in your life will help quiet your mind of worried, anxious thoughts and instead fill you with positive thoughts and feelings. I hope you will begin to pay more attention to your thoughts and the impact they may be having on your stress level and your sleep. The cognitive reframing technique is very effective. Remember to stop, breathe, challenge your negative automatic thoughts, and then consciously choose the thoughts you want running through your mind. If you have great difficulty quieting your negative thoughts or feel overwhelmed by the amount of negative thoughts you have, you may want to seek professional help. You can find a cognitive therapist in your area through the Association of Behavioral and Cognitive Therapies at abct.org. That's abct.org. Confronting your negative thoughts about sleep is one of the most powerful techniques to improve your sleep as well as lower your overall level of stress. Again, cognitive restructuring is not the same as denying insomnia. Rather, it means to think about insomnia in less negative and distorted ways. Much of the stress that we feel is caused by the thoughts in our own heads, our self-talk. When you think negatively about your sleep problems, you can create more stress and a vicious cycle of poor sleep. Learn to confront negative thoughts and lessen the impact they have on your sleep. Remember to think positively about your progress towards breaking the cycle of insomnia and becoming a better sleeper. Your positive thoughts about sleep bring you one step closer to becoming a better sleeper. Thank you for joining me. Best wishes on your path to better sleep.